Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. For the first time since he collapsed on the field, Buffalo Bills safety Jamar Hamlin has spoken out on Instagram. He posted, "The love has been overwhelming." CBS's Christiane Benavides with more.
Jamar Hamlin's Buffalo Bills are set to take the field Sunday for the first time since the star safety collapsed and had to be resuscitated. The Bills will face their AFC rival, the New England Patriots.
We just kind of hope that we take this energy. I can't imagine what the energy in this stadium is going to be.
Commissioner Roger Goodell announced that this weekend all NFL teams will wear Love for DeMar 3 t-shirts during pregame warmups.
And all the clubs are also holding a pregame moment of support, and Hamlin's number 3 will be painted on each field. Chaos on the House floor as lawmakers voted time and time again for a new speaker. Kevin McCarthy finally prevailed. CBS's Christina Ruffini with how it all went down.
Two of McCarthy's loudest Gates. Republican critics, Florida's present. Matt Gaetz and Colorado's Lauren Boebert, voted present, both refusing to give McCarthy the one vote he needed to grab the gavel. Frustrations boiled over into a physical altercation, with Alabama Republican Mike Rogers appearing to lunge towards Gaetz as a colleague held him back. Then, with a motion to adjourn on the table, an exchange of words, and a breakthrough, there was another vote.
For the 15th and God willing final time, Kevin McCarthy.
With the four other holdouts changing their votes to present, thereby lowering the number McCarthy needed to win.
Parents rushed to a Newport News, Virginia elementary school yesterday after getting word a 6-year-old boy shot a teacher.
This one lady pulled up. She was like really hysterical, trying to get her kids. Two police officers had to drag her back and explain the situation.
Russian President Putin claims to have declared a ceasefire during Orthodox Christmas, but he hasn't followed through on that promise. BBC's Hugo Bachega is in Kyiv.
We're hearing reports that fighting has been happening in some parts of the country. The Russian forces have continued to attack Ukrainian positions despite this ceasefire that had been dismissed by the Ukrainian authorities as cynical propaganda by Moscow.
Could a massive drop in public school enrollment across the nation be a good thing? CBS's Allison Keyes.
At the nonprofit Pro School Choice Center for Education Reform, founder and CEO Jeannie Allen says,
this decline in enrollment in public education may actually net better, more purposeful student achievement.
She says it's going to make us think differently at how students are taught. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just after 7 o'clock here in Madison, Wisconsin, and around the state of Wisconsin, let's kick the hour off with a double dip of Marsden. Tune it out. Tune it in on Max Inc. Radio.
Sorry.
probably one of my favorite albums from 2022. That is Marston from his new one, Tune It Out. That was End on End, the title track, and Tune It Out before that. Kick it off the 7 o'clock hour with some Marston here on Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr with you on this Saturday
Hello,
night.
Hello, everybody.
Here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Greetings to everybody listening along the long list of network stations.
Exactly, across the whole state.
It's pretty cool to have you
it
along.
It is great.
And we want to know what you're listening to. What local bands do you like?
Oh, that's a good question.
What should we be aware of? What should we bring to the masses for you? You can connect with us on Facebook. We're on Instagram, I think.
Mm-hmm. And, indeed.
You can also send us an email, Max.
We do have Twitter as well.
Oh, Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right.
Is Elon... Is he a follower of Max Inc. Radio Rocker?
I'm sure he is, Jimmy.
If he's not, give him a call, man. He needs to hear about this, you know?
Yeah.
Rocker, what's going on in the living room here at Double Radio?
Jimmy, we're setting up a full band tonight. I don't even know how it happened, but it is. And we're gonna have a full band tonight. Charlie Boy is going to be playing full drum set. Amps, we're going for it, Jim.
Wow.
We're going to blow the roof off this radio station.
That's right.
Yeah.
The windows are going to blow out into University Avenue.
Hey, if we can make it sound good for the people, that's all we got to do. And Derek gave us his guarantee. That's
his job. Derek is amazing, no matter what he does.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to be behind the sound tonight, though. And when we are done chit-chatting here, I'm going to try to do a little Facebook Live just to give everybody
a taste.
I think people forget how much work goes into something.
The lounge looks like the front cover of Uma Guma.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Charlie Boy, live in the Devil's Lair at 9 o'clock tonight, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Work is going to pay us a visit, Rocker, at 8:30, and Robot Witch later this hour. Looking forward to having a chat with them. They're out of Milwaukee.
Yeah, curious about them.
Their band, I love their music. It's nice. It's kind of grungy, kind of heavy.
Ooh, yeah.
I think you'll like it.
Okay, good.
I hope you do.
Yeah.
Terry, you have some bar notes for us.
Well, and that's funny. I was going to ask if you want the good news or the bad news, but I'm going to start with the good news since you mentioned grunge, and it feels like this kind of, you know, goes together. Have you heard there is a new owner of the former Smart Studios building in Green Bay? In Green Bay, my goodness. In Madison.
Oh, in Madison.
I'm Green Bay in my mind ever since we talked to Amelia earlier and her fabulous music stuck in my head.
I've heard something about this. Yeah.
Okay. So the woman's name is Nika Allen. My husband and I were super curious.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a hotel or something,
right? It is.
An Airbnb or what?
We've been super curious because, you know, Brian, as a photojournalist for a TV station, he gets all over the place. And on purpose, he will drive by Smart Studios on East Washington Avenue in Madison. And he'll, you know, check it out. What can I see? What can I see? Well, most of the windows are kind of boarded over except for the second floor.
Right.
Turns out Nika is now living on the second floor. She's turned it back into an apartment, and she's trying to preserve as much of the rest of like the first floor in the basement as she can. And then she would love to make what once was basically home base for the band Garbage, band Smashing Pumpkins, and Nirvana recorded some classics there.
Killdozer.
Oh, yeah. How dare we forget them? Killdozer.
Gomers.
Oh, my goodness. So she has spent the last year doing restoration work. It's brighter, a little more cheerful. If you've never been there, it was a little dark, but I kind of like that mood of it. And yes, it is going to be an Airbnb. You're going to be able to sleep in bedrooms on the first floor where those original recording studios once were.
Oh, wow. Isn't there like a rooftop garden too?
There is, but I think she has kept that as part of her apartment, unless she's going to expand this if she gets a lot of people, you know, being interested.
Well, my brand, Bradley Fish's Electrified Band we play, that was recorded at Smart Studios, right?
Awesome.
And somebody's now going to be like sleeping in that room.
Yeah, isn't that wild? And, I did something with Megan Rose, and obviously we all know Megan Rose from so many different Madison bands, and she's now out in New York City. I did a little work with her, but the deal was if I come over and do some work with you, then you got to give me the big tour. And if you went in the basement, autographs and different things still all over the walls.
You know, I'll tell you a little story about that basement.
We love stories.
Back in 1996, it I don't know if people remember, but it rained incredibly hard.
Oh, I remember this. Oh, yeah.
No. And there, I mean, East Washington was completely flooded.
Oh, everything
was probably like feet of water. Like it was, you know, it'd be up to your knees.
Yeah.
When you drive through it, I mean, it would come through the floor of your car. Well, you know, Smart Studios is right there, and if you know Smart, the basement at Smart Studios was filled with vintage equipment, electronic equipment, musical instruments, master tapes of guess what kind of bands, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going there, really, and Paulie Ryan at the time was kind of running. He was the manager of Smart Studios.
Yeah.
And we got in there, and he opened the basement door, and at the very top of the stairs was water.
Oh.
Like, the only way you were going in that basement was swimming.
Oh, my
gosh. You know, scuba gear. And so, yeah, some of the last crack tapes were lost.
Oh.
There was many. That was really a tragic day in music history that probably many people don't realize.
No.
That some of those master tapes that Butch had down in the basement got lost, and some of the vintage equipment that they had. I mean, you know,
that
you can never
incredible.
Get that back. Yeah.
I wonder how much DNA is on the walls and the floors in those bedrooms, in the rock star bedrooms, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
Melancholy, you know, and the infinite sadness.
Oh, gosh.
Bring one of those black lights to highlight everything, you know?
She again said she has been cleaning and remodeling and making it happier, so just beware. And nice. I guess it is going to open up pretty soon. She is also looking at having some performances there. That's kind of cool.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot, since we're talking about the music history of that place.
Let's do a live broadcast from the Airbnb at Smart Studios.
Oh.
Yeah, there's got to be some ghosts there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Goodness.
Ghost and DNA. That's what we're there for.
Well, I have one other thing. I know we kind of, that was a great discussion about the old Smart Studios. Thanks, you guys. Many people probably already know this. This happened in the last couple of weeks. The Palace Theater in Wisconsin Dells is now permanently closed.
Oh, yeah. I saw the Echoes of Pompeii show was canceled.
Oh, yeah. Everything done, closed. They've been operating, obviously, very carefully the last couple of years, but we're open the last 8 years, hosted tons of live music and shows and tribute shows, and I got to introduce Starship there and meet Mickey Thomas.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, he's a cute old man. And the show was amazing.
What's that top 40 song they had back in the 80s?
Oh, there were many.
We built this city.
Yeah, and he could still nail that song.
I was not a fan.
Here's what the folks who were operating it say. They put out well wishes for any future owners or operators.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to put it. But because all of the shows are canceled.
And a good luck note.
Yeah, exactly. If you did buy tickets, there's an email. If you're wondering about the situation with your tickets and you want your money back, obviously, you are supposed to email info@dellspalace.com. Again, it's info@dellspalace.com. We never like to bring you this kind of news because we want everybody that has anything to do with music to do well.
Yes.
But we also know if you are a music supporter and you put some money into going to see some shows and now you don't get to see your show and need your money back so you can support some other shows, that's the way you'll do it. info@dellspalace.com.
Plus, someone might be listening that, mm-hmm. God, I really want to buy a music venue today up in Baraboo.
Yeah,
there's your opportunity right there.
It's gorgeous. Like
maybe Charlie Boy. They could have their own theater.
Yeah. There you go, Derek.
We just kind of got a look on that one, but she had a smile.
They were like, are you crazy?
Is it Derek from Baraboo?
Derek is from Baraboo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that works out. And we're soon to have a station in Baraboo.
All right. Yes. Negotiations are ongoing.
Yes.
We'll get back to this later when Charlie Boy is on.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make that announcement when Derek and the band buys the Palace Theater.
There you go. All right. You're
now Derek's laughing, too.
On Max Inc. Radio. Hey, Robot Witch is going to join us here in about 10 minutes or so. Looking forward to that. You know, Marston and Rain Sturd played a show Wednesday night at the High Noon Saloon. And
any updates on it?
Life happened. I was not able to. I feel like a loser.
I know, me too. I really wanted to see that.
I really wanted to see Rain.
Yes.
At least I could play your music.
Yes, you can.
I'm not them. It's Rain Sturd on Max Inc. Radio.
I'd like to know
even if it tears me down. Which way the wind blows from here? Time and again, you pushed me to the ledge, but I've held on in hope. And now I wonder why I've stayed so strong, seeing it now. Well, I don't know. With what I know now, oh yeah, would I do it again if I could just hit rewind? Oh, go ahead and ask again this time. I'll tell you what you seem to miss. All this while I was thinking of them, even though you've thought that it was a genuine kiss. Well,
shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sometimes at night I take a walk, I get in a fight because I talk, but it's just me lashing out. Nothing else, the others there, they never really tend to care. I'm just another one in doubt. Is it wrong to feel surrounded when there's no one else in town? Guess I just look kinda crazy the way you would portray me if you were still around. As you know, it gets lonely. Another way to burn and no one notices. faces the heat. Isn't it weird to feel empowered at someone else's feet? I may never feel as human, shouting down my demons like I do your memory.
Sync Radio, we are local music. The Cancellations there and Control Me from 2022. That's Ellie Mabee, Joe on guitar. I forget the keyboardist's name and I'm kicking myself in the butt. I can't remember her name. She's from Los Angeles, though. Dano on drums and Marston on guitar as well in that band, too. Based in Nashville, but they have the Wisconsin connection, of course. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin, 6 to midnight every Saturday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery. They have live music. You get the full menu, see what's on tap and what's coming up for live music at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by the spaceship.tv. Check the listings, buy tickets, see a show. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Listen to live internet streaming of all your favorite bands, plus the replay of our New Year's Eve show right now at the spaceship.tv. The spaceship.tv.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
7:32 on our Saturday night. Original local music from Wisconsin is Max Inc. Radio. Robot Witch, they're out of Milwaukee. We're going to have a chat with Robert in just a couple of minutes. We're going to have a chat with Matt from Robot Witch in just a couple of minutes. First, their song, Hello Again. Robot Witch on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That is Robot Witch there. And hello again from their self-titled EP that is brand new. I want to remind you that if you missed any part of the show, or if you want to check out some archived interviews and live in the Devil's Lair, it's all laid out for you, nice and tidy, at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. Radio page icon. And then there you go. And while you're there at Civic Media US too, be sure to grab the app for your mobile device and Rocker. Check out the other shows here on the network because there's some awesome ones. One of my favorite ones these days is Kristen Bryan.
Oh, she's so great, isn't she?
Her show is awesome, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. And you know what I really enjoy about her show, too? She digs into, I know we don't talk about politics here, but she does. But then she also, you know, does entertainment and different things just happening, things that people are talking about.
She makes you laugh. That's what I like about
and
her
that
show.
That is a good thing,
What's
it?
The title of her show?
On
As Goes Wisconsin.
As Goes mm-hmm. Wisconsin.
Yep.
Hey, you know, I kind of like Matt Flynn.
Oh, he likes to make trouble, too.
Yeah, he shows a lot of fun.
He does not
He reminds me of my great-grandfather.
Wow.
But I too like his show, too. He's very, he's fun, man. Rocker, tell us about our next guest here, man.
Jimmy Robot Witch is a blend of punk, psychedelic, and electronic music out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and have just released a new self-titled EP in December. On the phone with us tonight is vocalist, synthesizers, and songwriter Matt Lubis. Matt, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, happy Saturday night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you too.
Matt, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Robot Witch, briefly tell us a little bit about your band.
Yeah, so we formed about 3 years ago, and I was, you know, doing like, I don't know, some side gigs. I was playing in another band at the time, and I teamed up with Ryan Koski, who plays guitar, and I just had him like playing maybe just one song, and then eventually he started co-writing songs with me, and here we are 3 years later and teamed up with another guitar player, bass player, and drummer, and you know, COVID kind of got in the way, so they kind of stalled recording, but
yeah,
we all were very motivated and got this EP kind of knocked out in about 3 months.
Nice.
That is motivated.
That's work.
Oh, man. Hey, I want to ask you, Robot, which is the EP you're talking about, the release show did already happen not that long ago, mm-hmm. though, in December. And you played with Work and a couple of those guys. Some of the Work folks are coming on in about an hour. But tell us, how was the show? How did that feel for all of you?
Oh, it was great. Like, we've been trying to get into the Cooperage for a while. We were actually supposed to play there 2 years ago, and it's like literally right when COVID happened. So we were scheduled to play the Mama Tried after party.
Of course.
And then everybody kind of got told to go home, right? I got told that at work to go home, and all the shows got canceled, and we're like, come on, you know, like we've been trying to get in here forever. And I kept bugging Jason, the GM from the Cooperage, and he got us in there eventually and had the EP release and had emailed Work and Drop Bear Collective. And, yeah, we had a real nice turnout for a Thursday night in December.
Nice. Good, good.
And, yeah, it was good. It was a good house.
Persistence pays off.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Just keep going at it.
It does. That's how it is, you know, just keep going. Mm-hmm. You just never know what type of opportunities are going to come around the corner. Keep shooting your shot, and things just eventually happen.
Matt, tell us about the new EP. We were kind of talking off air a little bit about how much I find the music very unique, and I like unique music because you don't want to fall into that cookie cutter stuff, you know. But I just find the feeling kind of raw, but it sounds good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we just have like so many different influences all over the place, and I look at bands like Smashing Pumpkins or The Cure, where it's not the same song over and over again. There's happy songs, there's sad songs, there's electronic influences and all this stuff. And, you know, our rules kind of like we don't have any rules, and we're not on a label. We're not trying to be put in a box. I don't want to do 10 songs that all sound the same. I just hate that. So if I hate that, why would my band be like that?
Right.
Right. Well, I appreciate it. And then your catchphrase, or at least what's on your socials, electro psych punk rock.
Yeah, I said this cover is something for everybody.
Exactly.
Explain.
It's kind of like the really quick elevator pitch of kind of what I just told you. You know, like, we don't really have any rules, and you can even throw in a little ska in there too. We just, you know, we have all these different influences, and we have three different songwriters in the band, so, you know, why be constrained? Why only play like straight up guitar rock or only electronic prog music? We kind of want to do it all, and then of course the punk, and yeah.
So good. Now the artwork. The artwork is really, I think it's trippy. It's I don't know, you call artwork arty, but it is. But it's really cool. Tell us about that and kind of what inspired that and who did it for you?
First off, my girlfriend, who is a longtime artist, she's the one that drew it.
Nice.
Drew the initial sketch. And then I imported it into Illustrator, added some color. And then that was the first logo. And, you know, it was definitely like in its infancy. And then when this new EP came out, we got different band members, kind of a little bit of a different style going on. And we just kind of did an update on the artwork. Well, she did. And she just got really creative again and then just kind of went off on it. And, yeah, it's really beautiful.
It is.
We've been getting a lot of good comments and everything on it, so...
Yeah.
Can't thank her enough.
Oh,
and then
nice.
One other thing you wanted to make sure you brought up was the video that you all are working on, or you're about to debut it, right?
Yeah, we filmed it at the Cooperage with Milwaukee's own Cam Jackson. He worked with us on another video we did at Summerfest. And so it looks pretty slick. Like, he did a really good job. And we were going to do a live video, and the audio just didn't really come out right, so we took the audio from the record, threw it on there. I do some editing too, so I started touching it up, and yeah, we should have that out in probably like a few weeks.
Oh, good.
And at our Cactus Club show here coming up next week, he's going to film us again, and we're going to do a video for Hello Again. Like,
nice.
For us to churn out like a high quality video in less than a month, I'm like, Cam, let's do it again.
That is awesome, because yeah. I love the Cactus Club. That's one of my favorite clubs in Milwaukee. Of course, that's down in Bayview. Also, you're playing Friday, January 20th at 5 p.m. for Art, Music, and More. It's a Winter Gallery Night, 2023 Select Studios in Milwaukee. Where are you guys playing on January 20th?
Yeah, I don't know the exact new address, but our producer, Paul Knievers...
Oh, yeah.
Out of Knievers Studios, yeah. So we recorded there, and our practice space is there, and that's in Walker's Point. And it's just, like, down the street from there, our National Avenue, where he's opening up his brand-new studio. And, yeah, he invited us out to gallery night, and we, you know, couldn't have said yes any quicker.
All the street names you just mentioned were, like, the Maximum Ink paper route.
Yeah.
Back in the days in Milwaukee.
Well, Paul Knievers used to deliver Maximum Ink, so we used to stop there every month and talk to Paul. He's one of my favorite people out in Milwaukee. Where can we keep up with Robot Witch online?
We got a general website now, so you can try to Google that. It's like a Linktree website thing. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, just Google Robot Witch Milwaukee, you know, you'll find us.
You got that free download on your Bandcamp page for your EP, which
which
nice.
Is
downloads
super
cool.
Like crazy.
I highly encourage that.
Hey, thanks for remembering that. Good.
Hey, man, Matt, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks, Matt.
Love the Robot Witch.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. We'll be watching for those videos. We'll share those on our page as well.
Oh, thank you. And we're going to try to fast track another EP maybe within the next 4 months. And it's kind of more stuff that I wrote. Ryan kind of wrote this last EP, the guitarist. So just be on the lookout for that as well.
All right. Well, then you have homework, because when you have a song ready for the people to hear, come on into Madison or send us an email.
Oh,
Max,
yeah,
Inc.
Please
Radio.
Do.
And, yeah, I know your contact now, so for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, send us your new music. We'll give it to the people for sure, man.
And thank you so much for reaching out, and Have fun with work. Those guys are a blast.
Yeah, we will.
Excellent.
We will.
Matt from Robot Witch, thank you.
Let's hear
one more song from Robot Witch. This is called Bad Dream on Max Inc. Radio.
And this will be the video coming out, too.
Oh, woo! This is the video.
Oh, good.
Right, let's check it out. Robot Witch on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Like we both belong. feel useless. You lay your head on my chest. List the reasons that your life's a mess. So is mine. I hold you close as you start to shake. It's early spring, but I can see your breath. Fuck these Wisconsin nights.
Backseat Radio, we are local music. That's Radio for Pets. Love that song. They're going to be playing in Appleton at Misfits Tavern.
Wait, what's the name of the song?
Radio for Pets. Oh, the name of the song?
Wait, oh, no, Radio for Pets. You should play that when you're pet sitting.
Nothing about nothing. That's what it is. Thank you, Terry. Anyway, then, see all their shows coming up on their Facebook page. Work is coming in next hour. Charlie Boy is setting up for Live in the Devil's Lair. Of course, Rocker has Max Inc. Heavy right now. Something to do on Max Inc. Radio.
Once and once, the only one you'll ever need. You never underestimate the other person's degree. Capitalism, what is it to you and me? It's a feeling we've been ripped off when you cannot even see. We got us ripping off the forest of the poor. Got us fighting over pennies. Got us screaming more and more. They got us picking fights that we can't ever win. Will they sit around, get richer with it evil? Losers fighting fights and we can't win.
Money, power, first we get them under the power. Money, power, can we help it if the taste is sour? No, I don't think so.
They try to sell me on America the Great. Who tried to lecture me on liberty and hope? Well, every side will paycheck law enforcement is a joke. It's time to tenuous, let's take society. Where this home is feeling not so bright, it's feeling not so free. It's disingenuous, it's poison on the free. When the rich can get it richer on the backs of you and me. I said the rich can get it richer on the backs of you and me.
Money, get the power, money.
problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.